And does any commissioner have anything to bring before the board as a result of the executive session? Hearing none, I will assume that means we do not. Okay, next thing on today's agenda is the general manager's report, and Mr. Kraska will present that general manager's report.
Thank you, Chair Judah, and good afternoon again, commissioners. So regarding the general manager's report, so this report is going to provide an overview of the current work efforts in the development of the Willamette Water Supply System under the direction of the commission, beginning with today's safety minute presentation. And today we're going to talk about smoke alarm maintenance. And so this is just a good reminder. Go ahead, next slide, please. That it's a kind of a convenient time to think about it. The daylight saving time ends on Sunday, and so it's a good reminder to change the batteries in your smoke alarms. It's something that we should do on a regular basis, and so this is as good a time as any to remind ourselves to go ahead and do that. And so why do we do that? So a couple of slides here is as a reminder, a fire can start in your house, something that looks like this, only takes about 3 minutes to go from something that looks like this to a conflagration in your house like this that is difficult to escape. And so this is why we have fire alarms, fire detectors, smoke detectors in our house in order to give us an opportunity to leave. But they only work if the batteries are working in them and they're operational. So the reminders here are to perform regular maintenance on your smoke alarms. And that is to test them once a month, replace the batteries twice a year. So a convenient time is during the daylight savings change. Replace the device every 10 years. They don't last forever. And regular vacuuming and dusting of the smoke alarms can help keep them working properly. So that concludes today's safety moment. Now, continuing on with the rest of the general manager's report, starting off with permitting and communications updates. WWSP permitting efforts remain very active. Attached to this general manager's report is a tabulation of the permits and approvals recently granted and the status of those currently in process. Noteworthy this month is the full execution of the settlement agreement between the WWSS, City of Hillsborough, and Metro to secure a permanent easement through the Wrinklewoods Nature Park, which is jointly owned by the City of Hillsborough and Metro. This concludes a year of negotiations by the parties on the terms and conditions for the easement, and the agreed upon terms include WWSP will have 1 year period to install the pipeline through the park, and this period begins when the site clearing commences. WWSP will design, permit, and install on-site restoration that replaces the disturbed riparian and upland habitat, including trees, shrubs, and other plants. Once restoration has occurred, WWSP will monitor for a 5-year period following substantial completion to ensure that the restoration work is successful. And finally, the WWSP will design, permit, and construct pedestrian travel improvements within the park, including 320 linear feet of gravel trail and 340 linear feet of boardwalk. These improvements will be completed within 6 months of substantial completion of the pipeline. The communications team finished production of the second COVID-compliant video tour of the raw water facilities project and presented it to the Willamette Intake Facilities Commission at its board meeting on the evening of October 25th, 2021. This video tour highlights the replacement of the intake screens and the structural work, which will increase the reliability and resiliency of the Willamette Intake Facilities. Video has been posted to the ourreliablewater.org website to inform the public of the important seismic resiliency work that is critical to meeting our mission of providing a reliable and resilient water supply to our customers. The video also contains a brief summary of the regional water supply planning and coordination efforts happening amongst the WIF Commission members, which are Tualatin Valley Water District and the cities of Hillsborough, Beaverton, Sherwood, Tigard, and Wilsonville. Regarding our design status, 5 pipeline projects remain in the final stages of the design effort and are proceeding according to plan. One of the 5 is preparing for bidding, and all, as a reminder, all of the above ground facilities design work is complete. Moving on now to the construction status update. Attached to the GM report is a tabulation of the projects in construction and their current status. About a few highlights are included here. Notice to proceed was issued on the MPE 1.2 pipeline project. Just as a reminder, that's our pipeline project in Shoals Ferry Road that crosses Highway 217. The contractor has mobilized field offices and begun early site work and traffic control activities. The earthwork and paving activities were completed in the park area of the raw water facilities project, allowing Arrowhead Creek Drive and the park to be reopened to the public before the October 31st, 2021 deadline. And finally, more than 50% of the 66-inch welded steel pipeline has now been installed in the PLW 1.3 project. That's our pipeline project in the South Hillsborough area, which will be in the future location of Cornelius Pass Road extension. Moving on now to our steel market exposure update. Though the price of steel remains high relative to cost from 1 year ago, current market data indicate rate of increase is slowing. The market price of hot rolled band, a material used to fabricate WWSS transmission pipe, increased by approximately 9% during quarter three of 2021. Multiple indices for hot rolled band are beginning to show price stability, with a less than 1% change over the past month, and market forecasters project steel prices to decrease into 2022. So accordingly, staff are continuing to monitor the steel market and are not recommending a change in construction procurement plans and strategies at this time. Finally, quarterly financial reports, task 4D of the annual work plan requires the managing agency to prepare quarterly financial reports and provide them to the WWSS board as part of the packet. Attached to this GM report is the WWSS quarterly financial report for the period ending September 30, 2021. And that concludes my general manager's report. I'd be glad to take any questions.
Here are no questions. I have none. So we will continue to move forward. Thank you, Dave. So the next item on our agenda is public comment. This is public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Do we have any person or persons who would like to comment? Dave and Annette, I'm sure you're probably monitoring. What's our status today?
There are none today. Thank you.
All right. Our next item is our consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. Today, item A is approve the October 7th, 2021 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action.
This is Commissioner Duggan. So moved to approve the October 7th meeting minutes.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, from the City of Beaverton.
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. The motion passes. The next item today is the business agenda items. Item A on that is consider adopting resolution number WWSS 26-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interests over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section PLM 1.3 for the Lamont Water Supply System. Ms. Bennett will present the staff report.
Thank you, Commissioners. So once more, I bring before you a resolution of need for the PLM 1.3 project in Wilsonville, which lies along Kinsman Road, Beckman Road, 95th Avenue, and Ritter Road. We've completed the design of this project and we've been able to identify the property requirements for construction, as well as in this case, a staging area required for construction use. So this is the fifth resolution of need for this project and we appreciate the board's patience as we've spread these approvals out so that we can be as strategic as possible to meet the tight acquisition schedule that we have for this project. The commission has authority to acquire real property for its needs, and the PLM 1.3 pipeline alignment and the staging area were selected through extensive alternatives evaluations, and the preferred location selected based on the best interests of the public and the least injury to private property owners. This resolution enables the commission's agents, including the program team, to begin negotiating with respective property interest holders and authorizes the acquisition of the property interests by eminent domain to the extent negotiations fail. Staff recommend approval of this proposed resolution. Are there any questions I can address?
Thank you very much for that. I'm not hearing any questions or seeing any raised hands, so I'm going to assume there are no more further questions. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 26-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interests over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section PLM 1.3 for the Willamette Water Supply System Commission. Once again, please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and a second for this item.
Mayor Beatty, so moved.
Jim, you're muted.
Duggan, second.
All right, thank you very much. We have a motion and a second. Meeting recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. From the City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, the motion passes. Item B on this category for today's agenda is consider adopting resolution number WWSS 27-21, approving an intergovernmental agreement between Washington County and the Willamette Water Supply System Commission for future Grabhorn Road / Stone Creek Drive realignment. Mr. Kraska is on the hot seat and will present the staff report.
Thank you again, Chair Judah and Commissioners. So this is an IGA with Washington County that's been in negotiations for at least months. It's been a long time coming, but at the end of the day, it's pretty straightforward, and we need to get it done. So next slide, please. Got some slides here that kind of sum it up pretty nicely here. So on the right-hand side is a graphic that shows the future, the location of our reservoirs along Grabhorn Road, just south of Stone Creek Drive there. And you see to the left or to the west of our reservoirs is potential realignments of Grabhorn. So right now, if you drive along Grabhorn there are very, very tight right-hand, left-hand turns there. Very low speed. So Washington County has been evaluating a 25 mile per hour radius and 35 mile per hour radius. Anyways, they plan to realign Grabhorn through that area in something that looks like that, which is our property. And so on the key concept side here on the left-hand side is just kind of a reminder, as if you needed it, that we have strategically partnered with Washington County on numerous projects. And that the county is planning to use some of our property, frankly, and needing us to dedicate it for their Grabhorn realignment. And at the end of the day, this agreement does benefit both parties. And it's also a requirement that this it's a written into our land use agreement for our construction in the area that we complete this this IGA. Which also does grant right of way to the county for the road realignment. Next slide, please. So the key terms in throughout the IGA are that Washington County will perform a feasibility study to define the road realignment and include us in the design reviews. And so that was pretty critical for them to at least get a rough idea of where the road is going to go and what its elevation is going to be. We need that information in order to assess impacts to our pipeline and that we're building our pipeline to the correct depth. We don't want our pipeline to be too deep or too shallow because it's designed according to the amount of cover on it. And so we've accomplished that work. We are accomplishing that work with the county. It's defined a schedule which allows us to utilize the staging area, which is that area on the west-hand side, as planned. We need staging area for construction of our reservoirs because it's a really difficult area to work in, and having that staging area for building our reservoirs was critical. It also allows us to leave the staging area with fill and without returning it to pre-existing grades. And that's going to save us quite a bit of money in order to, because it's going to be a lot of excavation in order to build the base for the reservoirs, and being able to leave some of that on the staging site is a benefit to us in terms of cost savings. It requires Washington County to involve us in the future in any future road design and provide us time for relocation if necessary. It also, as I mentioned, requires us to grant right-of-way to Washington County. And in that, in the future, it enables us a vehicle, basically a pathway for us to petition for vacation and possession of unused existing right-of-way. That once the county does relocate Grabhorn Road, there will be unused right-of-way, and we'll be basically in line to be able to petition to obtain that right-of-way next to our facilities. Next slide, please. Oh, and that's it. So that's essentially the sum total of this whole agreement. I'll be glad to take any questions.
Thank you, Dave. Are there any questions for Dave on this matter today?
This is Commissioner Duggan. I just have one. Is there an anticipated time when Washington County will make the decision on the design speed and the radius for those curves there, or is it just pending?
So early on when we were working with them, they were really kind of going back and forth between 25 mile per hour and 35 mile per hour. I believe they've landed on the 35 mile per hour curves, but I'm going to reach out to the attendants. I can't remember. I can't see if Mike is on here. Oh, yeah, Mike is there with his hand up. So, Mike, can you help out with this?
Yeah, so out of the two alternatives that you showed on an earlier slide, it's more like that alternative one. So they've actually completed some, I'd say, draft preliminary design plans, and it seems to be more aligned to that alternative one that's shown there. So that would be more towards that 35 mile per hour kind of option.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Dave, I guess I have a question. Not seeing any others. The advantages that we listed are great. It helps Washington County if they want to do any future changes in that area. Do we anticipate at all that when we're done there that we'll have any future changes or needs on this site that we need to protect ourselves from at this point? Or not protect ourselves from, but, you know, prepare and make sure that we add the language in that allows us to do that.
The future use of this site that we've anticipated is as you're aware, we're only building one of the two reservoirs, and so in order to facilitate building the second reservoir, we'll still need staging area, and so in the alignment that they've picked here, we believe we are still going to have an adequate staging area to build that second reservoir, and so I think we're good there. And TVWD also has indicated perhaps some future use of that unused portion to the north of the Grabhorn realignment. And we will be able to do that. It would still have to go through a land use process and everything else in the future. Nothing's preventing us from doing that. But I think in terms of what we can anticipate here today for our future needs and uses of the land, I think we're covered.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Kraska on this item? Hearing none, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 27-21, approving an intergovernmental agreement between Washington County and the Willamette Water Supply System Commission for future Grabhorn Road / Stone Creek Drive realignment? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second for this action item.
Mayor Beatty, so moved.
Commissioner Duggan, second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. From City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
All right, the motion passes. Thank you. Next item C, consider adopting resolution number WWSS 28-21, approving an IGA between Washington County and the Willamette Water Supply System Commission joint construction of PLM 4.4 Southwest Roy Rogers Road, Borchers Drive to Chicken Creek Project. Those are all great names. Mr. Britch will present the staff report.
Okay, good afternoon, Chair Judah, commissioners. So the presentation you're going to see today is actually very, very similar to one that we did a few months ago when we brought before you the PLM 4.1 Washington County Construction IGA. That's the project that's crossing Highway 99. And so when we get towards the end, you're going to see summaries of costs where we're going to identify the IGA kind of master IGA payment and a potential draw on management reserve. And again, all these costs are based on the cost estimates that have been prepared, but we'll get into that later. So go ahead, next, please. So just to give you a little bit of orientation, so this is on Roy Rogers Road. So if you're going south, as you're just coming into Sherwood, you're going to cross Chicken Creek, and you're going to basically go through a neighborhood area, residential, all the way up to the right-of-way on both sides. And so, you know, a very well-built-out area. It involves installation of about 3,000 linear feet of 66-inch welded steel pipe. The daily traffic on this particular section is about 17,000 vehicles per day, and it's leading up to one of the busiest intersections in the county at Highway 99 there. And the combined value of the road and pipeline project is around $16 million. Next, please. And so this is a partner project, and I have to say I am so glad this is a partner project, because this is one of the most high profile places that we have to build our pipeline. And so what you see here is a couple slides that Washington County prepared. We did a joint presentation before the Sherwood City Council in a work session. And again, we talked about pipe construction, and they talked about road construction, and they really had to do a lot of work to address all the concerns that were raised for Sherwood, for us building through this really developed area that also has very, very high traffic. And really, it represents construction from one edge of the corridor complete to the other. So go ahead, next, please. So with this construction IGA, with this partnership, it requires both a design and a construction IGA. The construction IGA, go ahead, a couple clicks there, Joelle. The construction IGA identifies the terms associated with how the project is administered and all the associated costs. And it really, again, it takes place, the negotiations that we go through the county is really on a project-by-project basis. So far, every project has been different in the terms, and so these construction IGAs are drafted based on the specific requirements associated with each project. Go ahead, next. And again, finally, it's necessary that we have this construction IGA prior to the work taking place. Next. So you're going to see in a slide or two, I'm going to talk about this exhibit too, but in the construction IGA, it identifies kind of the breakdown in costs that we've agreed to between the county and the program. And so the different parts that it addresses is there's this partnering IGA, and there's a few clicks in here, Joelle, partnering IGA costs. And so that's established in this master partnering IGA. I'll talk more about that later. There's this administration cost, which is based on, again, the specifics of the project. What are the actual staging requirements? How many stages are there? When are we doing work? When are they doing work? And so forth. Next one there's county services during construction. So if you remember in these partner projects with the county, we don't do the traffic control design. They do that as part of their work. And then how that plays out during construction is there's always this design support, whether it's reviewing submittals or so forth, that they're doing on our behalf. And then finally, there's the shared costs and the mobilization. And so these are identified in the IGA so far just based on the cost estimates that have been prepared, but the actual amounts will be determined based on the bids. And next. And so as I mentioned, you know, the true costs that we'll pay them, both shared and mobilization, there's a couple clicks there, Joelle, will be determined based on the bids. And so there's part of the costs are identified for road work, and part of it is identified by the pipeline work. And then again, the mobilization will be determined based on the bid amounts. There's a cap that limits that at 10%. You know, in some cases, we've seen contractors bid that full maximum 10%. In other cases, it's less than that as well. So go ahead, next. And so I mentioned that kind of what summarizes all this cost. I don't expect you to read the details here, but it's this exhibit two. And so there's different categories. So the first one there, several clicks in here. The first one identifies what are the different elements that we're talking about and who's the lead agency. The next one there identifies all the different cost elements that build up the total cost for this IGA. Next one identifies, is it a shared cost or is it exclusively the responsibility of one party? And if it is shared, it identifies the percentage split between the parties. Next one there identifies the elements that are Washington County. The next part identifies, well, what are the program's total costs? And then finally, there's a notes part that identifies what were all our assumptions that went into this. And so when we actually get to construction and this work has to be administered, that we all remember what we agreed to. Next slide. And so you've seen this before on other similar projects. So kind of a summary of all these costs. There's the waterline work, the administration costs, services during construction, both the shared and mobilization. And so that gets us to about $9.9 million. And then there's this partnering IGA restoration costs. And if you add that in the next slide, I'll talk about that. Go ahead and do a click there, Joelle. But it gets us to about just over 12 million for the potential payments to Washington County. Next slide. So just to remind everybody what this partnering, master partnering IGA is about. So back several years ago at this point, when we were identifying where are we going to build our pipeline, who else is doing projects in the area, we did a lot of outreach with Washington County and other stakeholders in the area. Back at that time, there's two of these projects that are represented in the partnering IGA were identified that Washington County, yeah, they were going to do work. It's this PLM 4.1 Highway 99 crossing. They're planning to do that. And they're planning to do that 5.1 Roy Rogers project that we're partnering them with. But we, because of this partnering activity that took place early, we were also able to help Washington County accelerate work on the 4.2 project and the 4.4 project. That we're talking about. And so when we were going through these negotiations, we identified that, hey, if we had to do all these projects by ourselves, there's costs that we would incur by doing that. And so as part of the payment towards this payment in lieu of us doing all that work, these costs were identified. And the number we came up with at the time was a value of about $11.5 million. And so you see there's a payment schedule that's identified that represents the payout for costs that Washington County is now going to incur on our behalf by us partnering and them paying for the costs instead of us doing it. And so there was an early payment as part of the PLM 5.1 project to help fund the 4.4 design as part of this partnering. And then you see the remaining PLM 4 projects that's part of this. We've already been through the 4.1 agreement. We're going through the 4.4 agreement today. And then upcoming, the last one will be PLM 4.2. And then for those remaining three, we don't pay those until we basically achieve substantial completion for the project. So it's a payment that's done at the end of construction in the case of those PLM 4 projects. Are there any questions on this particular slide? I'm just going to stop there. This is one we haven't brought before you. and then I can keep going if you like. Okay, hearing nothing, let's go ahead and next slide. So how do these costs compare to our baseline? So the baseline budget that's reflected in 6.1 for this project was around 10.6 million. Out of that baseline budget previously came the payment towards that 5.1, partnering IGA costs, and then the costs that I shared before with our project-specific costs for our work and the shared costs and the payments to Washington County. That gets us to that just over $12 million. And then with every project at this point, as we enter construction, we always include a project contingency. And so by doing so now, the purpose of the project amount that we're planning for at this point in time is a value of just over $12.6 million. So if you compare that to the baseline, again, like the with the PLM 4.1 project that we talked to you about, you know, several months ago, potentially a draw on management reserve to account for that deficit there. Again, we don't know what those true costs will be until we get to the bidding phase, and so all these costs are based on project estimates, both on from our design team for the waterline work and for the county's designer for the roadway work. So again, numbers that are currently based on cost estimates. Go ahead, next. And so if you take that $12.6 million and you break it up based on individual agency, the shares are reflected there in that table. The percentage splits are based on percent ownership as identified in the baseline 6.1 budget. Go ahead, next. And again, you've heard me talk about this before, and I'd say this is probably the most true on this single project in my mind of the benefits of partnering. So again, this is the project I think that might have been the hardest one for us to do if we had to go it alone, given that you had this congested, fully developed residential corridor through the heart of Sherwood. We would be doing all the things that Washington County is doing and potentially more. And so, you know, again, instead of us going in and building our pipe and the county coming back some later time and disrupting the whole right-of-way corridor, you know, we're doing it, you know, as smartly as we can and getting in and only disrupting the community once. And then there's that cost part. These are real dollars that we would be paying if we were going it along, whether it's the restoration, it's temporary pavement, temporary widening where that applies. Again, we've gotten smarter of what it really takes to deliver these projects. This is a place where you have got to keep all of the traffic going all the time, and especially during peak times. And without Washington County being a partner, easily, this could cost us $3 or $4 million more than partnering with them. Let alone if, because of the traffic constraints, they don't allow us to open cut construction and require us to do some trench lifts. So again, this is just a great project for us to partner with them, and it definitely costs us less by partnering with them than going it alone. And finally, this last bullet, this is really key as well, is Washington County has been taking the lead in all this stakeholder engagement, public coordination, property acquisition. This is a very high profile, very sensitive area to the city of Sherwood, and it's been great having Washington County take that lead, and I'm very appreciative of all the great work that they've done. And again, this is really a great project, I think, for us to be partnering on. Go ahead, next slide. I think that's the end. So happy to address any comments or questions that anybody might have.
Thank you, Mike. Are there any questions for Mike Rich on this? Not hearing any. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 28-21 approving an IGA between Washington County and the Willamette Water Supply System Commission joint construction of PLM 4.4 Southwest Roy Rogers Road Borchers Drive to the Chicken Creek project. Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action item.
Mayor Beatty, so moved.
Commissioner Duggan, second.
All right, thank you. We have a motion to second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. Thank you, and thank you, Washington County. All right, next thing on today's agenda is information items. Ms. Bennett will present a staff report on the business agenda items planned for December WWSS Commission Board meeting.
Thank you, Commissioners. There is only one anticipated action item for next month's meeting, and that is a CMGC contract change for the water treatment plant tree clearing. Program staff have determined that clearing trees from the water treatment plant site before bird nesting season in early 2022 is a critical path effort to maximize the dry season construction window later in the year. Using the competitively bid tree clearing bid results from the guaranteed maximum price, or GMP, which is currently being prepared by Sunt Construction, staff propose authorizing this work through a change order so it can begin while the remainder of the GMP is evaluated. At the next board meeting, staff plan to present the strategy, the bid results, and a recommendation to the board to approve a change order for tree clearing work for Water Treatment Plant 1.0. This concludes the summary of upcoming action items. May I answer any questions?
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for her? All right, I'm not hearing any. Thank you very much for that. The next item on our information items today is that our next regular board meeting is scheduled on December 2nd at noon via Microsoft Teams. The next agenda item today is communication and non-agenda items. There are no communications or non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. And before I adjourn, I just want to give anybody an opportunity that needs to speak or ask questions or further discussion for today's meeting. I'll pause for a minute to see if anybody raises their hand or chimes in.
This is Commissioner Duggan. I want to thank staff again for preparing action items that are easy to find, understand, and the packet was well done. I know a lot of work went into some of those things, and I really appreciate our ability to work with partners to get work done. So thank you. And happy Veterans Day to those that have served, and happy Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you, Jim. Any other comments or questions, discussion for today's before I adjourn? There be no further business before the Board of Commissioners. This meeting is adjourned. Happy Thanksgiving.